Hi everyone, it's Adiola and welcome to the new episode of my podcast. But before I continue, I want to appreciate everybody who took out time out of their busy schedule to listen to my previous episode. It really means a lot to me. It shows you guys want me and want to hear more of me. Well, it's your girl Lakonke and you surely enjoy me. So I also want to hope you're taking necessary safety precautions during this COVID-19 outbreak. I hope you're washing your hands regularly. I hope you're avoiding touching your face. I hope you're keeping social distance and staying indoor. I hope you're eating well. Please eat well, rest well, sleep, don't be tensioned, and make best use of this opportunity to learn a lot of things, to discover yourself. If you have access to the internet, make sure you are taking up online courses. There are free online courses, Google Digital Marketing, Coursera, listen, a lot of courses you can take online and get certificate, and know your CV is good to go. And even if you don't have access to the internet, find out what you're good at. I love singing. I sing a lot at my leisure time. I sing. So if it is singing, if it is makeup, you know how to do. Learn makeup all the time. Learn to do makeup all the time on your face. Practice it on your face. Practice it on your female siblings, and you're good to go. Don't let this break. Don't let this 2 weeks of isolation, stay at home, come to. Just don't let it waste. And more importantly, I want to encourage you guys to please don't stop praying for Nigeria. Don't stop praying for our leaders. Don't stop praying for the country globally. It's really affecting a lot of businesses, which we are all aware. There's hike in prices of goods at the market, which is saddening and disheartening. So please, let's endeavor to always pray for the country. And very soon, everything will be fine. So today I'll be asking a rhetorical question. It's more of a rhetorical question. What's on my mind? I will leave you to answer that question. But whatever it is that is on your mind, I want you to approach it positively. Whatever it is you are thinking, whatever it is you are thinking in your head, whatever it is you are imagining, I want you to approach it positively. Whatever thoughts you have in your head, I want you to approach it positively. The mind, as you all know, is the set of cognitive faculties which is housed by the brain. Then it's brought into action by you. Only you can bring it to action. Whatever it is you have in mind, whatever it is you are thinking in your head, you have to bring it into action. The cognitive faculties include your consciousness, your imagination, your perception, your thinking, your judgment, your memory. The mind holds the power of imagination and recognition. It's responsible for processing whatever emotions, whatever feelings. It's just like loving someone. Your mind, like you, it's processing your emotions. It's processing everything you are thinking about. It might be your thoughts towards your loved one. How do you get the person to notice you? You get. So it might be your business. It might be your business you're thinking about. It might be money. It might be relationship. So I'll be emphasizing more on business. What is that thing it is you are thinking about? How do you want to bring it into reality? That's where the mindset comes in. Your mindset towards a thing matters a lot. If you have a positive mindset towards a thing, you get a positive result. And vice versa. If you have a negative mindset towards a thing, you get a negative result. There are different types of mindset. We'll be talking about in subsequent episodes. But what has been on your mind during this break? You know, while you're idle, while you're not doing anything, what have you been thinking about? And it's left to you to get it right. But whatever it is that's in your mind, whatever it is that you have, that you've been thinking about, always have a positive approach towards it and look for ways in which you can bring the positive thoughts into reality. So I went for a conference a few years back at Lagos. I was there. It was an entrepreneur program. You know, there were different motivational speakers talking on how you can better, how you can make it, how you can make a lot of money. So I was there, I was sitting down there in that hall, and as the fashion freak that I am, always looking good, I already took some pictures, which was on my phone. And then there's this motivational speaker, sorry, English is hard. There's this motivational speaker that came up on stage, and no, I was challenged. I felt I could do more within me. I felt I could be responsible for my parents and for my siblings. So different thoughts came, like, what can I do to make money? What can I do to just be better? Then I remembered I was wearing palazzo, which some people call pants trousers. I felt I could start from there. And I remembered I took pictures. So I just took the risk. I didn't allow any negative thoughts to cloud my thinking or cloud my judgment. Then I posted my picture. If you like whatever I'm wearing, if you like my palazzo and you are really interested, you want me to get one for you, it is available. Believe you me, I didn't have any with me at that particular time I was posting that picture. So I said it is available in different sizes and colors. Imagine the confidence I had. So just send me a direct message and you get it. I'm like, really? Okay. And I didn't even allow the thought that what if you get back to the market and you don't get it. And I didn't have any extra cash on me, so I buzzed up my friend and said, babe, please promise some amount of money, I'll return it in 2 weeks. I'm like, really, Abati, really? Why do you want to get so amount of money? And my friend was like, being a disciplinarian that she is, like, Jela, you have to return it in 2 weeks time. And it's really, you know, helped me to be in my right senses and, you know, want to do more. That I have a target to meet, which is in 2 weeks time, I have to return so person's money. I wouldn't want to be disgraced or embarrassed. So I went to the market, got so good. I saw what I was looking for. If I had allowed what if thoughts cloud my judgment, I might not have eventually gone to the market or seen what I was looking for. So I went there and got so good. I got what I was looking for. I purchased quite a number of palazzos that I wanted to sell to quite a number of people that have messaged me earlier after order my post. And that was it. That was how I started selling palazzo. Trust me, I got the money back twice, even before the due date, and I returned back the money. And that was it. If I'd allow any negative mindset, like, Dola, you might not see what you're going to look for, you might be in debt, I might not have summoned the courage, but I took that risk and I went for it. So thanks for listening to my TED talk. But I just want you to have a positive mindset towards whatever it is you're thinking about, to bring it to reality. And there I'll be, you know, telling you some tips on getting the right mindset. First, see your mindset as a voice. You know, when you're talking to two or more people, you want to listen to them. You want to communicate to them. You want them to know you're paying attention to them. That other person is in form of a voice. Same as your mind. Your mind is your voice. It's like a voice which you have to communicate with every day. Whenever you're having a thought about something, you just have to communicate. You have to pay attention to your thoughts. It's your voice, remember. So you have to pay attention to your voice. So after paying attention to that voice, then you approach it positively. You don't allow any negative thoughts. You don't allow what if. What if I'm not able to do this? What if I'm not active? What if it does not come out well? What if this cake I want to bake does not come out well? What if my client does not like the design? Don't allow it. Approach the voice positively. Look for ways by which you can bring the positive thought to reality. Afterwards, talk back if need be. When you are talking to a person and you don't like what the person is saying, you don't like whatever the person say, you reply back. Let's say somebody using an abusive voice, or you be like, I don't like it. That's how you should approach the voice in you. If a voice is telling you, if a part of your mind is telling you, don't do this, or you'll be a failure in this, you have the right to shun the voice and tell the voice, I will be better, I will do it and I will come out fine, I will bake this cake and to come out fine, I will do this makeup and I will look astonishing. That's what I want you to do right from today. So always talk back if need be. There is always a fixed mindset always telling you you cannot do it, you'll be a failure. What if you be a failure? And there's this growth mindset of everybody wants to grow, and there's this growth mindset which I want every one of you listening to always, you know, to always take consciousness of. Like, yes, most successful people have failed and they're doing fine now because they didn't give up, because they took the risk over and over again. So always have this growth mindset to be better. Yes, fine, you might fail at some point, it might flop at some point, and you'll do just fine. That's if you don't have that mindset to do it. I didn't just wake up one day to be a makeup artist. It took me a lot of practice. I had to download a lot of videos, waste a lot of data, and I kept on doing it. Then I wanted to be successful. So, you know, you have to be consistent in whatever you find yourself doing. You might have the thoughts, but consistency also matters. How, what are you doing to be better at whatever it is? I started drawing my brows. It was the first attempt was a disaster, but I didn't give up. I didn't talk myself down. I didn't let my thoughts bring me down. I made sure every good day, every blessed day, either I'm going out or not, I make sure I draw my brows. And whatever, after however it comes, the brows and everything, I'll go out like that. It's fine. People will make this and all. But I didn't stop. I didn't let myself die. I didn't let my thoughts bring me down. So that's what you should do. Take that boost self. Fine. You flop. Yeah. If there's an interview you have been wanting to go for it. Hey, what if I'm not picked? What if I don't look good? Go for it first. Yeah, they will correct you. Yeah. They will correct you at the interview. And you wouldn't want to make that mistake again at your next interview. Once bitten, twice shy. Then the final point is just do it. Whatever mindset you have, just do it. Just go for it. The message was like, it's playing a script. You have that script in your head. You have the imagination in your head. You know, let's say you've had the imagination of wanting to live in a mansion with the love of your life and two beautiful kids and living happily afterwards. It's a script that you are playing in your head. It's a mindset. The script is in your head. So whatever mindset you are, whatever script you are playing that is full of negative thought, that is full of what is, change the script. Like I said earlier, you have every point to talk back at whatever voice is telling you you can't do it, you always be a failure. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I'll be successful and I'll make it. So be you, be intentional, get out there, achieve whatever it is that you've been achieving. Try that thing out. If it's makeup, try that makeup for the very first time. Fine, it's good to flop. You do better. If it's that cake you want to bake and you are so scared, what if it does not rise? If it does not rise the first time, it will rise the second time you are trying. So just go for it. And in no time, the world will know you. The world will get to know who you are. So I hope you've learned one or two things from my episode. I really want you to approach whatever thoughts you have in your mind positively and cancel every thought of what is, and do not allow negative thoughts cloud your judgment. Remember, whatever it is that is your mindset, whatever it is that you are thinking, can make you or mar you, can destroy you, can lead you to the path of success, and can lead you into the path of destruction. And I think I'm talking the mind of everybody. Everybody wants to be successful. I want to be successful, but you have to start somewhere and put your mindset in check. Put your thoughts in check. What have you been thinking about while I do? get rid of negative thoughts, get rid of negative voice, get rid of negative people around you, and trust me, you'll be better than where you used to be. So on today's episode of What's in Your Mind, I hope you've gained one or two things, and I really, as usual, want you to drop your comments. You can send a voice message. I really love to listen to it. So gracias por escuchar. That's thanks for listening in Spanish. Bye.